is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 58 and the three stanzas. Ye gates, lift your heads, the glad summons obey. Ye doors everlasting, wide open the way. The King of all glory, high honors await. The King of all glory shall enter in state. And what follows? Psalter 58, the three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, the verses 36 through 53. Luke 24, beginning with verse 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, thou who hast created everything out of nothing, and upholds all things in thy divine providence till this very moment, then thou wast also carried this earth in this very day. Then we and our children have been spared for, cared for, provided, and protected. Then thou wast kept from harm and danger, and we are still in the precious day of grace. Where also in this very day others have been ushered into that never-ending eternity. O Lord, may it please thee to grant an impression of all thy goodness of thy faithfulness, and that for a sinful and for an unfaithful people, may it be a wonder for us and our children, by the first time and by renewal, that we may still have a place upon the earth, that the earth still carries us, and that thy heavens, that they still cover us. Our sins are great, and they are manifold. Then thou wast blessed and glad in the earth, with gentle showers from above. Ah, there is none upon the earth that can open and that can close the earth. May it please thee to grant those spiritual showers of thy Holy Spirit upon us and our dear children. Oh, then the prophet of old has declared the promise for thy church, and oh Lord, and may that promise be fulfilled in a rich measure for us and our children in the latter days of the earth, where thou art speaking in special ways. Then we may thank thee that hitherto that thou wast still placed a fiery wall round about us. But then the prophet of old has declared, I will pour waters upon them that are thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. And they shall grow up among the grass and as the willows, and they shall call themselves by the name of the Lord, all one by the name of Jacob, and others by the name of Israel. Lord, may it please thee to also do it in this evening hour, because when that takes place, then the wilderness shall become a garden. It shall be counted as a forest. Then in this evening hour, then we may gather round about thy holy word. A few may come up to thy house, the greatest number are called upon to remain in their homes. But, O Lord, wilt thou remember us and our children, poor sinners? Look down upon us in the sun of thine eternal love. And now in this day we may commemorate the glorious ascension of thy dear Son into the heavens. Oh, the crowning day of thy Son, the homecoming for thy Son, and therein lies declared the homecoming for thy church, ah, Lord. And may we be led into those mysteries, ah, thou knowest, that our hearts, they are so carnal, they are so earthly, they are so vain, but may they be spiritual-minded. May your thoughts be directed to the heavens, where that great wonder has taken place, where thy dear Son has opened the gates of heaven. Oh, thy Son, he had a right, he was meet therefore, because in the state of his humiliation, with the sins of his church upon him, he has suffered, he has died, he has cried out, it is finished. He has glorified thy attributes and earned the salvation for his church. And then in the state of his exaltation, and then a divine right, all a longing to return to his Father's house. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee as a fruit thereof, Oh, then the king, who said that thy right hand in his threefold office, and then he pours out those heavenly graces upon his church, wilt thou do it in this evening hour, that thy word may be accompanied with power divine? Ah, Lord, that there may be souls whose eyes may be opened, that the gates of heaven are closed by our sins. In our deep fallen Adam, there we have closed paradise, and now man is not able nor willing to open the same. From man's side, forever hopeless, forever lost, forever impossibility. Surely a solemn matter to be a human being. But now the wonder of free and sovereign grace. And Lord, we humbly beg of thee that it may please thee in this evening, that sinners' eyes may be opened, hearts may be opened, the gates of their hearts. By nature they are so closed. And although thou callest to us, my son, my daughter, give me thy heart, they are so close, but oh, when thou comest with thy spirit, then it becomes different. And then thy spirit takes habitation, and that heart is renewed, is enlightened. And then thou hast a people that goes over the earth with closed gates, all their own fault, and yet a people that cannot miss thee. Ah, may there be souls, such souls in our midst in this evening hour, and may the number be increased. And wilt thou teach them, oh, what a great work thou hast to do in the heart and the life of a sinner, to teach them that they can never open those gates by their works of self, forever impossible, oh, thy justice. But now the wonder of free and sovereign grace, that thy Son has come upon the earth, and that he has made the way, oh, it is written, I am the way, the truth and the life. Then he has opened the gates of heaven for his church, and he has went as the forerunner. Oh, therein lies declared the homecoming of the church. Oh, Lord, wilt thou lead thy children in those mysteries? And may it please thee in this evening hour to instruct them. Ah, thy people are so dependent. Send a ray of divine love that may warm their hearts. Oh, that their eyes may be drawn upwards with a prayer, with a longing, with a desire to be led further in the mysteries of salvation. Lord, remember us as a people, from the youngest to the oldest. Bless the manifold means of grace. Remember the consistory. Remember the whole congregation. And then we commend the labors, the instruction of our children, the school with all those that labor therein, with the parents and with the students. Oh, undoubtedly at times overwhelmed, but, oh, Lord, for the last weeks, wilt thou grant courage, wilt thou grant strength, and an eye toward thee, and that thy word may be blessed. Wilt thou remember all the needs of us and our children? We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, ah, Lord. Wilt thou continue to uphold them? Remember our elderly ones in the care home, those that care for them, and those that are dwelling in their homes, in their lonely station. May thou use all these callings for the ingathering of thy church, that there may be those meditations and those thoughts, and may they be sanctified by thee, Lord. Remember all the sick and all the afflicted. The father, the old father with his cancer, who may remember and commemorate in this day with his dear wife, that thou was added an other year unto his years, then hitherto thou yet grantest strength to continue, then we commend them further unto thee. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember the difficulties of the bodies and of the mind. Wilt thou remember the handicapped and all those that care for them? Wilt thou provide for our daily bread? Were the fears, were the concerns, the worries, that they are manifold, that they are multiplied? May it bring us oftentimes at thy throne of grace, that we indeed may be given to pray. Give us this day our daily bread, and may we be given to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Wilt thou remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth? May it please thee to increase the number of thy labors in the church. Also teach us for our school the great and the manifold needs. They are most perfectly known unto thee. Thou can incline the hearts. We remember the persecuted church, the Jewish people. May that veil be taken away. Remember those that labor amongst them. Wilt thou grant strength and courage, that they fear not the frown of man, and nor covet their smiles, but with a holy boldness, to be given to declare, preach Jesus Christ and him crucified, as the only name given under heaven, whereby we must and can be saved. We remember all mission work, also our mission field, with thy servants and with a team. Wilt thou help Bible translators and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. We remember our poor country. Remember our province. Remember our leaders. Wilt thou grant them wisdom and understanding under the judgments of the Lord, O Lord, as a country. We have departed so far from thee, then under thy judgments, then the unborn continue to be murdered. From day to day, may it be our burden, may it be a prayer unto thee, the living God. Lord, grant unto thy church what the psalmist has declared, rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law, but also because we have departed so far from the old truths. Lord, we now humbly beg of thee, that thou may graciously grant thy help. Anoint us with fresh oil from above. Open the treasures of the scriptures, that new and old things may be declared. Grant Aaron's and hers, and remember all the listeners. Those that have come up to thy house at the moment for the congregation, it is not so often, that they may have the privilege, may that soon change. May there be souls amongst us who may be given to be wonder, that once more with their children, that they may have a place in thy house, and those that are in their dwellings, may there be many among young and old, with that longing and with that desire for the time, but wilt thou grant a blessing in this evening hour, take away everything that could be a hindrance. Wilt thou bind the Satan? And, Lord, then by renewal we must confess that we have nothing to plead upon. But, hear from thy dwelling place, where thy Son sits at thy right hand, as that great prophet to teach, as that praying and thanking high priest, but also as the great king to reign. Then it is so necessary that we become a subject of the great king, Lord. May that now take place in this very hour, that boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly, that they may be drawn and that they may be placed under the banner of King Jesus, that it may be heard that sons and daughters are born in Zion. May thy kingdom come, thy name be glorified, and forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 420, the stanzas 4 and 5. The Lord is great, his might untold, his chariots thousand-thousandfold, his armies never confounded. Among them God with joy displays the glory that in Moses' days Mount Sinai surrounded. And what follows, Psalter 420, the stanzas 4 and 5. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 24, the verses 50, 51, and 52, where God's word and our text reads thus, "And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy." Our text words speak of the glorious ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. With four thoughts: in the first place, Christ leading his disciples. In the second place, Christ blessing his disciples. In the third place, Christ departing from his disciples. And in the fourth place, Christ worshipped by his disciples. The glorious ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. Christ leading his disciples in the first part of verse 50. Christ blessing his disciples, the second part of the 50th verse. Christ departing from his disciples in verse 51. And Christ worshipped by his disciples in verse 52. Beloved congregation, in this day, in this evening hour, we may remember and commemorate the glorious ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. The second step of the state of his exaltation. And now to enter heaven, to enter through those gates, then congregation, young and old, then two things are necessary. Then in the first place, then we need a divine right. Then our sins need to be pardoned. And in the second place, then we need to be made meet, that we become possessor of that holiness. In the state of the humiliation of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the sins of his people and with all their unholiness, laid upon that Lamb of God, all of himself, he was the Lamb without blemish. But with the transgressions of his church, then those gates were closed. And to that end, his deep suffering and his death, he has even cried out the fourth crossword, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Then with the resurrection of Christ, then Christ had a divine right and a longing as is so clearly declared in his high priestly prayer in John 7, to return to the third heaven, the place which he has left, to assume our human nature. But, oh, the love of Christ for his people, that he has remained for 40 days, oh, to confirm in their hearts, because soon the disciples would be called forth to preach that everlasting gospel, to confirm in their hearts that he is resurrected indeed, to instruct them concerning the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, to confirm their commission, to reinstate Peter in his office, and then slowly he was weaning them from his bodily presence. Ah, the church, what a lesson. Those disciples, for 3.5 years approximately, they could live by sight. And for those years, as a general rule, then they knew where Jesus was, not always exactly, when he was alone on a mountain praying. But as a general rule, they know where Jesus was. But now in those 40 days, then it has become so different. Then he visited them, different circumstances, different times, and suddenly he vanished out of their sight. Thus then they were weaned from their bodily presence. Ah, the Lord, he deals so tenderly with his church. And now the time has come, after 40 days, that he would depart from them, and that he would ascend into the third heavens. And then we read in our text, and he led them out as far as to Bethany. Those disciples, what a privileged people they were. They have become sheep of the Good Shepherd. Of course, boys and girls, we are not born as a sheep, as a little lamb. But if we may only be a little lamb, then we belong to the flock. And then we are such a blessed people. And now that leading, that is the work of the Holy Spirit. By nature, then we follow the world, the ways of the world. It is still a blessing when the Word of God still makes an impression, when we may have a tender conscience that we are honestly given to ask the Lord, Lord, what art thou saying through thy word? But now when the Lord begins, then it becomes all different. And that leading, then the Lord does not have to chain his people or rope them and drag them along. No, I read in Psalm 110 verse 3, a willing people in the day of thy power. Ah, when the Lord draws by those cords of love, and then we make that good choice. And now that people that is led, ah, the disciples, they have learned it. How ignorant they were, and especially concerning the priestly office of the mediator that Peter in his foolishness has even declared, that the Lord Jesus must not suffer and die. But now in this chapter, then we read simply, and he led them out. That is for a people that needs to be instructed, that needs to be led, that have learned that they are but a wandering sheep, and with that love shed abroad in the heart. Oh, that is such a blessed following. And when the sheep may say with David in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Oh, that blessed flock that is led. Oh, it is true. They have to learn with the psalmist of Psalm 119, verse 176, the last verse, that many times they go astray. Ah, those sheep, they learn the tender love of the shepherd. And now on the day of ascension, then it is clear they have returned to Jerusalem, because we read in Matthew 28, Christ has spoken thereof before he suffered and died to his disciples. The angels have told the woman that Christ would go before them in Galilee, but now they have returned to Jerusalem. And then we read, and he led them out as far as to Bethany. And then Bethany, to make it clear for the boys and girls, and then we have the city of Jerusalem, built on a mountain, about 2,500 feet above sea level. And then to the east of Jerusalem, we have a deep valley that drops about 200 feet. That is where the Garden of Gethsemane is, the Brook Kidron. And then that valley, then it climbs again to the Mount of Olives, about a kilometer away. And then on the eastern side of the Mount of Olives, there lies Bethany, about nearly 3 kilometers from Jerusalem. And now we read in our text words that Christ has led his disciples, how many boys and girls? Were there still 12? No. There were only 11. Judas has went to his own place. But now with those 11 disciples, then how their thoughts must have multiplied when they went through that valley where the Garden of Gethsemane was. Then they left Jerusalem. That is the city of worship, the city of the law. Oh, we have to learn that the law cannot save us. Oh, we first have to be led out of the house of bondage, out of the city of destruction. We have to be led out of Jerusalem, that we learn that by the works of the law no flesh can or shall be justified. Then for those disciples, oh, what a leadings, when they went through that valley in the Garden of Gethsemane, where the Lord Jesus Christ has suffered so bitterly. For those disciples, they had nothing to boast upon. Oh, for the church it is kept by the power of God, because those disciples, they have slept, they have fled. Peter has denied his master. Oh, then for those disciples, what a privilege it is for the church of God when they may be led back to where the Lord has found, where the Lord has led them. Oh, then after the Garden of Gethsemane, then they have climbed on the Mount of Olives. There their thoughts have also multiplied. when Jesus has come to Jerusalem, and when there was that saying, oh, many a times, for a child of God, when they may be led back, do we not read in Psalm 36, verse 9, in thy light we shall see light. Oh, that follows the 8th verse. How excellent, O Lord, is thy loving kindness. Therefore the children of men put their trust under their wings. Then oftentimes, when the Lord may lead his child back, oh, the disciples, when they think, when they have entered Jerusalem, how ignorant they still were in heavenly ways concerning the priestly office of Christ. But now they have learned much, because we have heard out of the 45th verse, then he opened their understanding, that they understood the scriptures. Oh, the necessity that Christ, that he must suffer, that he must die. Oh, when they have climbed the Mount of Olives, there what an instruction they have received. Because on the Tuesday night before Christ's death, oh, Matthew 24 of the solemn times, because the Mount of Olives, that is about 200 feet higher than Jerusalem. Thus, when you would look back, then you would look upon that city. Oh, how their thoughts must have multiplied, where that city has cried out, crucify him, crucify him. Oh, then they are reminded of the instruction of Matthew 25. And he led them out as far as Bethany. And then with that leading, then Christ has also given some instruction. We read of that instruction in the verse before our text. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Thus reminded them, confirmed that promise which he has given unto his church at different times. Oh, there is a people upon the earth that understands it, that promise needs to be confirmed. Then in Acts 1 verse 6, then those disciples, they have dared to ask their master whether it was now the time that the kingdom would be restored to Israel. There are many that have hard thoughts of the disciples. It is true, there was misconception, there was error in those thoughts. But those disciples, they were busy with the kingdom of God and congregation. When the Holy Spirit works in our hearts, that cannot remain hidden. When the Spirit is poured out upon the church, upon the community, then that becomes visible here upon the earth. Then the fruit shall be seen. It is true, those disciples, they were still too much focused that those Romans would be driven away. And then Christ is also instructed in Acts 1 verse 8 that he would be endued with power from on high. Thus Christ has led his disciples. And how is that now with us, congregation? Who do we follow? And who are we led by? Are we still of the world and following the world, though we may be in church, still a blessing? I hope we are still a separate people. But have we ever been given with those disciples to follow the Lord? Then we have to know the Lord. We cannot follow and be led by someone that we do not know. Has that wonder now taken place in our life? Because congregation, does not begin with ascension in the life of his people, but it begins with that new birth that we are led out of the city of destruction, and in the further uncovering that we are led out of Jerusalem, the works of the law, and that the Lord, that we are led back, that we may be given to see what the Lord has given, and also what we still need. Our second thought, Christ blessing his disciples. For the disciples was an unknown way. The church has to ask continually, Lord, teach me thy ways and show me thy paths. And now they were on the Mount of Olives, and they have come close to Bethany, children who lived in Bethany. It's where Jesus stayed many times, Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. And now when he has come to Bethany, then we read that he lifted up his hands and blessed them. We read that in different places in the Old Testament, that at a deathbed close to their departure, that there were the patriarchs that have blessed. Think of Isaac with Esau and Jacob. Oh, then we even read of an Esau that he has cried bitterly, that he says, Isaac, hast thou also not a blessing for me? That also become our concern, congregation. Oh, the blessing of the Lord, his favor, that he bears to his people. Or can we still live without the blessing of the Lord? The Lord as a people. That becomes the most important. Joseph, he has brought his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, in Genesis 48. That his father may bless his sons, lay his hands upon them. Think of Genesis 49. There Jacob on his deathbed, prophetically he has blessed his sons. Think of Deuteronomy 33. Moses, before he went away of all flesh, then he has pronounced those blessings for the tribes of Israel. In number 6, the verses 24 through 26, the blessing of the high priest, the Lord bless thee, and the Lord keep thee. And it came to pass, and he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands. Oh, those blessed hands. What has Christ all done with those hands? Then he has healed the sick. In other instances, then he has multiplied the loaves that he has fed so many. In Matthew 19, there were those that have brought little children to him, and then he has laid his hands upon them. Those hands, they have healed many sick. Those hands that have been folded when he has prayed to his Father for his church. Think of Matthew 14 with the disciples, with a storm upon the Sea of Galilee. But those hands, they are the hands that have been bound. When Judas and the band has come, oh, they were those blessed hands. No sin. But yet those hands, they were pierced. those large nails, they were driven through those hands, and he has hung on the cross. Those blessed hands, oh, blessed disciples, because when Christ blesses his church, then they are blessed indeed with all temporal and with all spiritual blessings. And then when they have come to Bethany, then he has lifted up those hands, and then he has blessed them. Then they saw the prints of the nails whereby he was nailed to that cursed cross on the hill of Calvary. What a preaching for those disciples. We do not read the words which he has spoken. Not everything is written in the Bible. But when we think of the priest, the Aaronic blessing, which we find in the Old Testament, when the high priest is blessed, the multitude in the Old Testament, what a comfort there lies therein. Oh, Christ, with those blessed hands, when he has raised them up, then it was for those disciples. The Lord bless thee, and the Lord keep thee. Specially refers to the work of the Father and congregation. When we are under the protection of the Lord, then those disciples, they had nothing to fear. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Refers especially to the work of the Son, the blessing of the pardoning of sins. The disciples, they have experienced Good Friday, it is true, still so ignorant. But on the evening of the resurrection, and then their understanding was opened, the necessity for the priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Oh, what a blessed place to be under those blessed hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a touching and what a solemn moment that must have been. And we do not read in the scriptures that before Christ has ascended, that he has let those hands down. That we do not read. Thus, what a rich comfort for the church of God, for those disciples, when he has ascended on high, and then he was blessing them as he departed into the heavens, the blessed portion of the child of God congregation. May I ask you in this evening hour, how is it now in our life? May we belong to that blessed people, or are we still a cursed goat, unconverted, without God, without Christ, and without hope in the world? Then we are not blessed, but oh, young and old, Christ is still gathering a church. Oh, ask then the Lord that you may become a little lamb, even the smallest lamb, as long as we may belong to that people. Oh, by the work of the Holy Spirit, by his drawing love, Then we shall come, and then we shall make that good choice. And I know, when the Lord works, and we see what a sinner we are, then we are excluded. Then we have to do with gates. Because in this evening hour, when we consider the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, then there is spoken of the gates and the doors of heaven. Our third thought, Christ departing from his disciples. And then we read, and it came to pass while he blessed them, the status written two times in the scriptures. First in verse 50, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. The ascension of Christ prophesied in Psalm 24 of 47, 68, a typified already with Enoch in Genesis 5, no witnesses, Elijah in 2 Kings 2, then there was one witness, Elisha, and now with the Lord Jesus Christ, there were 11 witnesses. Christ has prayed for the same in John 17, verse 4. And now, O Father, glorify me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Christ has said to Mary Magdalene at that open grave, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, my God and your God. With Elijah we read of a chariot of fire and horses of fire. But now we read in our text that he was parted from them. Thus that speaks of his own power, that he has ascended by his own strength. Was a wonderful ascension. Was not with the cherubims they had wings. But Christ, by his own power, he departed from them. But we also read that he was carried into heaven. And in Acts 1 verse 10, he was taken up. Thus that speaks that he had a divine right to return to heaven because he has finished the work which his Father has given him to do. And now concerning, that glorious ascension, we read in Acts 1 that the disciples, they have gazed into heaven, but a cloud has taken them out of their sight. And then we read in Psalm 68 that there was a great multitude of angels that have accompanied Christ. Oh, the ascension of Jesus Christ. That was the homecoming of Christ. And therein lies declared that there shall be a homecoming for the child of God. Oh, the ascension of Christ. Oh, what a glorious event that was. That was the crowning day of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we read of that event in Psalm 68, verse 17 and 18 of those thousands of angels. Oh, the angels they have sung when he was born. The angels have ministered to him. After he was tempted in the wilderness, there was an angel that has strengthened him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Oh, there was the angel that has rolled the stone away, and now those heavenly messengers, thousands of angels, 20,000 and thousands, it says in Psalm 68, they have accompanied the Savior into heaven. And then we read in Psalm 24 that it has been said to those angels, they have cried out, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh, then they have asked, who is this King of glory? Then they have answered, is the King mighty and powerful, mighty in battle. This is the King of glory. Oh, what a glorious event that must have been. Oh, then in the heavens welcomed by the Father, by the Holy Spirit, by the angels and by the saints, and then the doors have been opened. Thus, what a glorious event. And what a glorious truth lies declared with the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the gates have been opened, the gates of heaven. And now it does not begin with the ascension congregation. The life of God's people, what a blessing that is. When the church may experience to be brought back to the Father, heart of God. Those gates have been opened, and that with the glorification of all the attributes of the Lord. And now may I ask you, have we become exercised with closed gates, closed doors? By nature, then the door of our heart is closed. The Lord knocks. The Lord speaks in so many ways. But that door remains closed. Maybe we tell the Lord we are too young, too busy, another time. We are not able to open those doors, and we are not willing. And now when the Lord opens those doors, and we are led and drawn, then we have much to reflect upon. It's a blessing when we are not so old when that happens. But then we are called to reflect upon closed doors. Maybe a serious sermon. That under that sermon that we thought, now I shall be more busy with those things. Now I shall seek the Lord in truth and in brightness. And maybe Monday it stayed. By the time it was Friday, it weathered away. Given to reflect when the Lord is called in special ways, sickness, death of a loved one that we stood around an open grave, storms, thunder, a virus, and then to give and to reflect, the Lord has knocked so loudly, and we have not opened those doors. Oh, then it all becomes sin, becomes guilt. And then we are given to cry to the Lord, because then we learn because of our sins that the doors of heaven, they are closed. No room for me, such a black and such a vile sinner. Woe unto me that I have sinned. then that people has to do with other doors and with other gates. And that is the gate of hell. That is the place where I belong. That is my rightful place. Have earned it 1,000 times, a wonder that I am still upon this earth, and yet a people that cannot miss the Lord. They have been drawn by the cords of love, and now that people become so busy, oh, they are given to knock sometime by day and by night. Has the Lord not said, knock, and it shall be opened unto you, in Matthew 7, verse 7. But all that people learn that their knocking is all sin. And in Revelation 21, verse 27, anything that defileth cannot enter into that holy city. Woe unto me, ach Lord. Is there yet a way? Ah, then such a soul, they become so busy, and then they attempt with their prayers, with their tears, with their experience, with their reformation to open those gates. But the justice of God demands a perfect satisfaction. Oh, to learn, 'tis not only my actual sin. I not only do sin, but I am nothing but a lump of sin in paradise. There those gates have been closed through my sin. My covenant had Adam. There in Genesis 3, verse 24, I read of those cherubims with that sword that turns every side a sword that has been whetted. Oh, the Lord has a people by the leading of the Holy Spirit, a holy necessity and yet a holy impossibility. And then what a wonder it is when the scriptures may be opened, when they may be given to behold him who was white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000s. Do I not read in Zechariah 13, verse 7, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, the man that is my fellow. Oh, what a wonder it becomes that one was willing to take the sins of his people upon him, that he was willing to suffer and die, oh, with those hands that he invites poor, lost, hell-worthy sinners that have learned that they can never open the gates of heaven, that from their side they are barred eternally. But now the Lord Jesus Christ, then through a satisfaction, then he has merited a righteousness for his people. And now with the ascension of Christ, then it may be declared that there are open gates. Oh, young and old, may we be included in that number. Oh, people of God, oh, what a rich preaching, oh, what a rich blessing, because Christ, the homecoming of Christ, there lies declared, the homecoming of the Lord, of his church. Do I not read in Psalm 68, he has led captivity captive, always that great conqueror. When he has returned to heaven, then he has brought with him that great multitude that was lying under the burden of Satan, kept captive, but they were delivered. And then to say it reverently, oh, when Christ has returned, when he has entered those gates, as King of Glory. We read of that King of Glory in Psalm 24. We read it five times that the King of Glory has entered in all with his church. And to say it reverently, then Christ may declare in the heavens that a great multitude from all people shall follow, that not one hoof shall be left behind. We read in Psalm 47 that God went up with a shout. We shall sing thereof. Of Psalter 129, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Rejoice, ye people, homage give to God with voice of triumph sing. He ruleth in dread majesty, the great, the universal King. And what follows? Psalter 129, 1, 3, and 4. Ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. Christ leading his disciples. Christ blessing his disciples. Christ departing from his disciples. And now fourthly, Christ worshipped. by his disciples. And then we would think, congregation, that those disciples that we would have read, that those disciples that they cried bitter tears, that they were sad, that they have said one to another, what shall now become of us, our master? He is gone. But that we do not read. And that proves to us that those disciples, that they were led by the Spirit into the mysteries and the rich things accompanied the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in Acts 1 that they have gazed up into heaven. Do we also do that sometime, congregation? And then I do not only mean that we look at the clouds when it is raining, or the sun, the moon, the twinkling stars, blessing when we may receive an impression. As I read in Psalm 8, when I consider the moon, stars, the work of thy fingers, what is man, that thou art mindful of him? But I mean that we look on high, and that we think much of the Lord, and that we think of the heavens, the eternal abiding place for the people of God that have been purchased, and where Christ has opened those doors, that we are given to think much of God, of his word, of his service, of his grace, and with a prayer, Ach Lord, I am traveling to eternity, and but a step between me and death, and I have closed those gates, but Ach Lord, wilt thou grant thy grace that I may belong to that people? For those disciples, they could tell what has taken place in their life. They could tell how they have been led, how they were willing to follow, take up the cross, have experienced wonderful times, and wonderful things, all times that heaven has come in their hearts. And now those disciples gazed up to heaven. A cloud has taken them out of their sight. But that faithful Jesus, the love of Christ for his church. Christ was not as the butler. He has forgotten Joseph, but oh, the faithfulness of the king. Then he has sent two angels that have instructed those disciples. And now what we read in our text, that clearly proves that those disciples, they were led into the riches of what has taken place above those clouds, that they were given to understand the scriptures, where Christ, before he has suffered and died, that he has spoken of his ascension, that he would depart from them. For those disciples, it was truly a Bethel. By Bethany where Christ has ascended, and then they were given to experience the rich things of the Lord in their heart, then they were given to rejoice that their master, that he was taken into heaven, to say it reverently, congregation, then Christ's joy, that was the joy of the disciples, they were given to rejoice that Christ was honored, that he may return to his Father. Oh, in his ministry, he has spoken so often of his Father. He has glorified his Father. He has finished the work which his Father has given him to do. And now Christ may return to his Father. And to that end, then we read, and they worshipped him the second time. Before the death of Christ, we read of different ones that have worshipped Christ, but not the disciples. We read thereof in Matthew 28, verse 17, on that mountain in Galilee, that they worshipped him and some doubted. And now for the second time, then they were given to bow in adoration. Oh, the ascension of Christ, where he has received a place in heaven at the right hand of the Father, where he was the prophet, where he was the high priest, oh, as the advocate and the court of heaven, and that he was the king, because they have received that commission. Oh, they would soon be endued with power from on high to proclaim that everlasting testimony. Oh, has Christ not said, oh, at that time they understood so little. Oh, Church of God, we need to be led every little way of that way to understand it aright. What a blessing when we may be led, and when there may come room for another benefit. As for these disciples, where they were given to experience the riches of the ascension, has Christ not said in John 14, the verses 2 and 3, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. Oh, from heaven, then that blessed and precious mediator, then he pours out those heavenly graces, those heavenly gifts upon his church. And to that end, those 11 disciples, they were given to rejoice with their Savior. They were given to return, we read, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem. Ah, that was that city where shortly ago they have cried out, crucify him. His blood be upon us and our children. That city where those rumors were spread, that the disciples, that they have stole the body of Jesus. But oh, in the true exercises of faith, then there is obedience. Do we not read in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, to obey is better than sacrifice. Oh, have those disciples, they were given to embrace it by faith. Their hearts were filled, because we read that they were filled not only with joy, but with great joy. Then their hearts were filled with joy unspeakable. Oh, congregation, do not think that the church is always a-weeping, that they are always crying. No, when the Lord comes over, when the Lord grants them a new benefit, do I not read in Psalm 40 that the Lord has put a new song in their mouth? Oh, those disciples, They were given, they were filled with unspeakable joy. They were given to joy in their Savior. That is, received the place at the right hand of the Father. They were given to joy in what the Savior has promised unto them, that He would come with the Holy Spirit, that they would be endued with power from on high, that there would come a time that they would be given to go forth to the nations of the earth and declare the unsearchable riches of Christ. And they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Ah, we would say those disciples, they had a foretaste of heaven. Then heaven came down in their heart. And then they were given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. What precious things lie, declare congregation, with the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what does now mean to us? What does it now mean for us? How is it with those gates? What a solemn thing it is to be a human being with a body and with a soul. And we shall never cease to exist. Never. And we must appear before our Maker. And which gates are open for us? We are unconverted. Then the gates of heaven are closed. And we can never open them. Maybe, boys and girls, it has happened that you have come home with your parents and that the door locked, no key. But then somehow your father has found a way to get in. But so it shall not be with the gates of heaven. Then still the gates of hell are open for us. But Christ, the right hand of the Father, by word and by spirit, is still gathering His church. Ah, beg then the Lord that you may be drawn, that you may be led, that you may be instructed, that you may be blessed, that you may be saved, because there are still mansions in heaven that still need to be filled. People of God, what a rich blessing is declared. Ah, may the Lord grant those further leadings. How is it in this evening hour? Ah, when you may hear of those disciples, may your heart become a little warm. And with the prayer, ah, Lord, may I be led as those disciples out of Jerusalem, Garden of Gethsemane, and the Mount of Olives, all in Bethany. There the disciples have experienced wonderful things. But, ah, Lord, I am so poor. Wilt thou also bless me and instruct me those pierced hands, thy perfect sacrifice. Ah, to be led from the cross to the empty tomb, but also to the ascension, the homecoming of Christ, the crowning day of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed portion of God's people. Ah, the disciples, they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. What shall it be for the child of God when they are led out of this life and they may enter? Oh, what a wonder it shall be when those gates may be opened and they may receive a place among that rejoicing multitude, then they shall see that Savior face to face. Hear the joyous ingredient intermingled with much sadness, but then it shall be perfectly, then it shall be eternally, and then it shall be through thee alone, because of thy sovereign good pleasure. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, who was able to declare the riches and the comfort and the blessing of the ascension of thy dear Son into heaven for thy church, may it be granted that the unconverted, that they may become so jealous, that all the false rest may be taken away, and that in this night, they may be given to cry, that thou may take him by heart and hand, he may become a little lamb, that they may be led, that they may be blessed, that they may be saved, that there may be a place also in heaven for them. Because, Lord, there shall not be a place in heaven, then our place shall be in hell. Lord, wilt thou remember thy people? May they be led as those disciples. Thy people experience that they are so ignorant in heavenly ways, but to be led from step to step. May their joy be increased, and that is only possible through the work of a triune God. Lord, wilt thou remember us in the furtherance of this week? Wilt thou grant strength, health, courage for our labors? May we be found good stewards. Wilt thou keep us from harm and danger? Take us under thy kind care and under thy protection. Wilt thou remember from the youngest to the oldest? Wilt thou grant traveling mercies in this evening hour? Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, also of this day and of this evening hour, in speaking and in listening? O blotted out in the precious blood of thy dear Son, in whose name we pray. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 306, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Praise God, ye servants of the Lord. Praise his name with one accord. Bless ye the Lord, his name adore, from this time forth forevermore, and what follows. 306, 1, 3, and 4. Array save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.